This is a production of Cornell University.
Meeting will come to order. This is the seventh meeting of the Graduate and Professional Student Assembly for the fall 2011 semester. November 21st, 5:34 p.m., Malad Hall, Bach Auditorium. We'll begin with a roll call of the voting members. Randa Adra, Kyle Albert, Brian Alkemeyer,
here.
Stephen Ahn,
here.
Nicole Baran,
here.
YJ Chen,
here.
John Chechulevsky,
here.
Evan Cortens, here. Andrew Elliott, Carl Furkenhoff,
here.
Marquise Hawkins is on a flight to Houston. Yevgeny Israelit,
here.
James Keach,
here.
Allison Nash,
here.
Rebecca Robbins,
here.
Eric Smith,
here.
Mia Tuto, Michelle White,
here.
Crystal Wilson. Thank you. First item of business is the approval of the minutes from November 14th. Are there any corrections? No corrections to the minutes from November 14th? Seeing none, is there any objection to the approval of the minutes from November 14th? Seeing none, minutes are approved. Slight change to the agenda from what was sent out. Rebecca Robbins has asked for a couple of minutes to talk about Dine and Discuss. Rebecca.
All right, you've heard me talk about this at home all semester, so we finally put it down in detail. A huge thanks to our committee. You've been working really hard. So this is the first issue-focused event, and the graduate school has been very kind to sponsor. It's the Bigger Barn on Monday, December 5th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And again, the format is to have a keynote speaker, Vice President Susan Murphy, come and talk about what the university is doing in terms of mental health and wellness. And it's a lot of really valuable insight from grad students. It's very critical and to understand really what the focus is on in terms of graduate mental health and wellness. So, seats are limited. We only have seats for about 65 graduate students and then 10 staff administrators. So, graciously, please send an email to Sarah, and I will send out a note at the end of the meeting to all of you who support around here. I think that was great. All right, thank you.
Any questions for Rebecca? Seeing none, we move now into new business. We'll begin with a slightly quicker, hopefully less controversial resolution, Resolution 7, for the creation of an ad hoc committee on the teaching, advising, and mentoring of graduate and professional students.
No, I think that was well put.
If the resolution passes the committee, we were thinking we'd probably do most of this work in the spring.
Yeah. Oh, what I did want to add is that, we can vote on it, but we'd also like to recruit help, obviously. Especially having a diversity of perspectives from different fields, because obviously different fields have very different, roles for the advisors. and professors in general. So, I mean, having sort of a diversity of perspectives, and that would be incredibly helpful. And I think that this is a really neat opportunity for graduate students, again, to sort of articulate what's important to them in terms of their education, and that this potentially being one of the only awards that goes out to faculty for, you know, sort of should sort of incentivize a better focus, I think, on graduate student teaching. Or so, yeah, that's it.
So the resolution is moved and seconded. We are now in formal debate on Resolution 7 for the creation of an ad hoc committee. Is there anyone who wishes to speak in formal debate?
Or have to speak in opposition to it.
No?
I think it's great. I've mentioned to Brian some of my thoughts on this. One of the reasons that I really like this is because in 2010, the university was going through a accreditation process. Every 10 years, the university has to be accredited in order to be recognized and receive federal funding as an institution. And one of the things that was criticized most heavily on, although we had a very good review overall, was the lack of assessments across the board of, you know, various learning outcomes at the university. And I think that this speaks to one of those things. And then particularly, my support for this on the graduate level relates to the fact that often I'm in meetings and someone will ask, oh, well, you know, what data do we have about learning outcomes and learning experience for students? And about six different things are cited, but they always relate to undergraduate students. And student emergence is always the first to say, no, we don't really have that on that for graduate students. And so this is one way to at least establish some of the metrics related to education graduate students. And so really supportive of them.
Further comments in formal debate?
Can we consider this informally?
That is in order. Is there a second to consider informally?
Seconded.
Seconded. Is there any opposition? Seeing none, we're now considering informally. Chris?
So this list of twos is quite long. I'm fairly certain that J. Ellen Boehner is retiring in her position. Are we still planning it to her?
She's not retired yet. We were aware of that fact, but I mean, given that she's still listed on the site and is still currently part of the graduate school deans, we included her on this list. But, yeah.
It's basically that the graduate school deans, the professional school deans, and the sort of the usual suspects, Peggy Beach, Kent Hubble, Susan Murphy.
Yeah, I know it was just inordinately long, so I was wondering how the list was generated.
Yeah. Oh, and also the Teresa Petit, the director of the Center for Teaching Excellence as well.
If you're interested, I plan just to send one email to all of the graduate school deans. Mm-hmm. So I know the consideration for my emailing time. Brian?
I have another comment. Just that part of the work of the committee would be to determine if there need to be distinct criteria for different divisions or different fields even, or whether, or to what extent the criteria can be universal.
Yep, Kenny?
Good question. So would this at some point be a financial award? I don't know if you mentioned that. And if so, what potential source of funding would it be?
Well, I think that's something that the committee ultimately can decide. My guess is that in terms of the funding, it would probably come from the GPSA's budget. The question is sort of where is there that flexibility. My guess is if there will probably not be a significant financial award for it. At most, we would be providing something like plaques. And we also have spoken with Dean News, and although, you know, this is sort of important that it comes from the students, they've also indicated that they would potentially help us pay for a ceremony or sort of a reception when we do give out the award, which I think would be the more significant cost. But yeah.
Further comments in informal debate? Steve? Thank you. Any further comments in informal debate?
One last one. If you are interested in helping, please do get in touch with either me or Brian. We'll probably do a doodle poll and figure out when we can kind of get together and meet, at least before the end of this semester, and then certainly a lot more in the spring. But, yeah.
Seeing no further comments, The question is on the adoption of Resolution 7, the creation of an ad hoc committee on the teaching, advising, and mentoring of graduate and professional students. Those in favor, please raise your green placards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Those opposed? 0. With a vote of 13 to 0, the resolution is adopted. We move now to our somewhat more substantial item of business for this evening's meeting. That is Resolution 6, the recommendation of the Graduate and Professional Student Activity Fee for 2012-2014. The resolution is pretty bare bones here. You've read it. As you recall, last week the members voted to include all of the Appropriations Committee recommendations in the text of the resolution, so this reflects their report. And there is a sort of we realize that there's not any language that talks about what happens in the event of and someone who chooses to opt out of their allocation. So we've drafted a little language that just clarifies what would happen in that situation. Should be very clear to say that it's not about penalizing. It's just about saying, what do we do with this number? If we find ourselves with an $81 allocation and athletics decides to back out, leaving us with a $7 surplus, and it's too late to lower the fee, then that money would simply go to the FC, as you can see in D4A, for instance. So with that, the motion is moved and seconded. We are now in formal debate on Resolution 6. I should very quickly go over a couple of things I mentioned in an email. I don't mean this is to make sure that there's an equal opportunity for all perspectives to be heard. Chris and I discussed this sort of informally. What we thought might be a good idea, you recall that I mentioned last time, the chair is supposed to try and alternate between for and against. But because I lack the ability, I mean, I've been in university for 10 years now, but I still lack the ability to read your minds. So to that end, may I suggest that if you're in favor of the pending question, whether it's a resolution or an amendment, raise an open hand. If you're opposed, raise a closed fist, and I'll maintain two separate speakers lists. It's supposed to be mnemonic, you know, fist, angry, open hands, yes, I'm in favor. And I'll maintain two separate speakers lists and alternate between them to make sure that both sides of the debate are heard. We'll start with 90 seconds per speech. Hence the gavel, I don't mean to seem ridiculous, but once you hit 90 seconds, I'll give it a light tap just to indicate that the time has expired. Again, unanimous consent if you would like more time. Please do remember that points of order, information, parliamentary inquiry interrupt the current speaker. So make sure if it's your intention to make a point of information, make sure that I know that's what you're doing. Put up your hand and just yell out point of information. A quick reminder that in order to make this go more smoothly, debate should be confined to the merits of the question, which is a fancy Robert's Rules Order way of saying you should be able to summarize what you're saying as, I urge my colleagues to vote yes on this, or I urge them to vote no, and then the reasons why you do so. Rules for amendments, as you know, the GPSAFC must receive at least 35%, and the GPSAF must be a whole dollar amount. Should we run into amendments, I've prepared a spreadsheet to help us out that'll show the distribution and sum it all up for us. I haven't received any amendments in advance, but again, amendments are perfectly in order. And with that, that's all I have to say. We are now in formal debate on Resolution 6, a resolution recommending the Graduate Professional Student Activity Fee for 2012 to 2014. Point of information, James.
Will line 35 through 50 about what happens with funding the organizations that are receiving funding, or is
I can certainly do that, yes. Further comments in formal debate? Allison?
After thinking through the debate last week and rethinking of all the points that were made, I think that the Appropriations Committee has made good recommendations, and I think we should just go for appointments as a team.
Further comments in formal debate? Chris?
Okay, so thank you for that. As the chair of the Appropriations Committee, I think that this is obviously a good recommendation. It was approved unanimously by our committee. At the same time, it should be noted that there are some potential implications of approving this. Over last Friday, the GPSA Appropriations Committee and Evan met with members of the Slope Day Programming Board, or Slope Day Program Board, just to simply sort of flesh out what those implications might be. As a result of that meeting, it was confirmed that it is possible, probable, that we would be ticketed. We don't know because the Slope Day Programming Board has yet to decide on that matter. At the same time, there were good comments made for why we should be paying more, and there are comments in our report of why this is a fair number. If this body feels comfortable with the probability that we might not be, or that we might be ticketed, i.e. not get free admission, then this is a number that actually justifies the amount that we feel this Slope Day admission is worth based on how many people go, what kind of event they're looking for, and everything like that, then this is a good fee. However, if we feel like we want to continue funding a larger event, perhaps, or basically ensuring that we have a seat on their board and getting free admission, then this might not be a favorable number. I bring this up simply as a matter of consideration. However, I do believe personally that this is a number that does reflect what graduate and professional students think is valuable. Thank you.
Can I have a point of information?
Point of information, Yevgeny.
Can they actually provide another number that they said would be okay during the meeting?
It seems to me that, may I? Am I allowed to do this?
Yes, yeah. The chair recognizes Mr. Heckman to respond to the question.
So it seems to me that their board is not exactly settled on what a number that would be fair to them would be. However, I can say with some certainty that $4.50 would be a number that they would be okay with. May I add more comments related to fairness related? If we end up increasing to $4.50, that means that the student activity fee for graduate professional students would be at least $83. By raising it $1 from where we are right now, we'd actually raise $2 because of the 35% cut as related to the GPSA FC. However, if we want to go up to $4.26, that would be meeting them sort of there. That would be an $82 student activity fee. So, once again, I don't support that, but that is to answer your question.
Thank you. Further comments and formal debate? I should note that everybody in the room present has the right to speak. Just raise your hand.
Point of information for Chris. Could you perhaps provide a little more insight into how the Appropriation Committee arrived at $3? Since I've read your report and your recommendation, it just seems very like we just think this is the appropriate value. Like, did you actually do some number crunching? Like, based off of what the attendance, could you walk through, like, if you did that, what the Appropriation Committee thought process was in making those calculations?
Absolutely. I'm going to provide you a very basic explanation, and I'm going to defer to Ed if he has any further comments. Currently, the number of people that go to Slope Day, if you were to say that only a certain amount of them continue going if they were ticketed at $25, for instance, there are a lot of things in our survey that say, were you satisfied at 4 out of 7 being satisfied with being less satisfied than 4? Or how long did you stay at the event? Did you stay 1 hour? Did you stay for 45 minutes or less or anything like this? Based on that, we see that the number that we are currently offering Slope Day is actually a number that is more money than they will make if they ticket the graduate students we believe are more likely to go to Slope Day. In fact, the number that we're offering them right now is significantly higher than that. It would probably be somewhere around between $2.75 or $3.25, depending on how many people you believe would go. If you say that everyone that stayed more than an hour went, then it would be somewhere around, maybe maybe a little bit more than $3.50, but we don't believe everyone that stayed more than an hour would go. So that is the rationale behind the number that we're providing. Do you have other comments you'd like to make?
I think you mentioned it too well. I mean, this is, there's by no means a metric, you know, that is equation to plug in here. The conversations definitely were across the board in every different way to think about it, but I think Chris thumbs up really the most concrete way of relating that conversation.
Thank you. Steve, point of information.
If I may, so we have members of the Slope Day Programming Board here, and they could probably speak to that more accurately, but I need to say during the talks, it seemed that they were very interested in continuing an open dialogue, very productive, about how they can make Slope Day a more interesting event for grad and professional students. So it did not seem indicative that if we removed this funding, we would lose the seat, but it is part of the contract that we have right now, and without that contract, we're not guaranteed the seat. So, but I don't believe they would move in that direction. I defer my time to Slope Day if they have any further comments.
John?
Chris, you've been very fair in your portrayal, and I think by any means, whatever happens today, we do want to continue our relationship with grad students, and you know, as long as grad students are coming to Slope Day, whether it's via a large chunk of an activity fee or a ticketing option, a significant portion of our revenue is going to come to grad students, so it's important to hear, you know, what you guys have to say. I guess we don't want to, you know, just kind of keep, you know, going on with this point. Our point about the parity is you kind of portrayed this as a good deal that we should take $275, $350, whatever the number is. The fact of the matter is we went to the student assembly and they kind of said the same thing to us that, you know, we could cut to a better deal because every undergraduate is not going to come for a day, or only, you know, 50% of undergraduates only come for an hour. Then we'd be significantly disadvantaged. So I think thinking about this as grad students cutting close to a deal, undergrads doing the same thing is not really the right way to look at it.
Further comments and formal debate? Kent, is it Christine?
Yes. I've received overwhelming feedback from the English graduate student community, and they're fine with offering $3.50, and if they don't want to accept that, then so be it. But I will say that the English graduate community also didn't like that Slope Day was asking for such a huge increase, and they also found that the request to English that Slope Day would reject $3.50 to use the word of the term as a sort of a bullying move. And also it was pointed out that it's not exactly an event designed for grad students. In fact, it's not the project that teaching students have to pass the last year of college. And in fact, from the overwhelming feedback that students from English graduate students, none of them said it gets off the Slope Day. It's simply graduate students both in their earlier years of studies and those in sixth and seventh year.
So I don't mean to pick on you, Christine, but I should remind members to refrain to keep their debate comments on the merits of the question. Right now we're discussing Resolution 6. So yes, you should vote in favor of this, or no, you shouldn't. If you disagree with the allocation of Slope Day, that's perfectly fair. The way to do so is to offer an amendment, and then we can debate the merits of increasing or decreasing the allocation. John.
The current Slope Day Executive Board did not issue a recommendation. That was done by the PDF. We had no saying. But that said, we still request $6 and, you know, we stand by that.
Thank you. Further comments and formal debate? Or amendments?
Thank you for another information.
Evgeny?
So it was mentioned this is a newly byline funded group. What happened before they were byline funded? Were the graduate students ever ticketed and considered Slope Day? I don't know if anybody has any.
Would someone on the Slope Day Executive Board? Or Mike Walsh,
or whoever you want to call
Mike. Mike.
Okay. I think Slope Day basically came into its current form about 8 or so years ago, and initially it started out as a graduate, as a solely undergraduate funded organization. Then in 2005, basically after waiting through, after not submitting an application, the Associate Programming Board realized that, you know, maybe it was about time for graduate professional students, Bonnie got involved in this as well. And then what happened was, because it was too late for them to submit an application, a lot of wrangling went around, and the EPSA decided to fund it in good faith out of its surplus for about 2 years, and then help facilitate, work with Slopate to get them, walk them through the application process.
So the next point after that would be to say that they were first funded in 07 at $1.50. It was about $1.50. Sorry. Further comments? Informal debate? Nighthawk.
I'd like to speak on the process by which one makes a determination of what a relevant amount is. And I support the Appropriations Committee recommendation on all of these. They've done a lot more work on thinking about these issues than I have. So I'll say that up front about the resolution. I would say that you should not be using sort of a utilitarian calculus of what is the overall well-being that each person receives exclusively to determine the value of various organizations. I know that it's very important, and I was one of the people that encouraged us to have this survey to gather more data on how people use these various services that are involved in the activity space, but that some of these events do have intrinsic value to the community, and even if the well-being provided is not commensurate with what we were paying, that it may be valuable to have that service present and to have greater student opportunities to be involved.
Carl.
I would like to also speak in favor of the recommendations that put forward by the Appropriations Committee. I think that they do represent a good assessment of what the registering community thinks the value belongs to, what Nighthawk pointed out. And I think it's important to remember that, you know, not every single graduate makes use of every single one of these. And for me, in my thinking about the appropriations, the student activity, I like to think about, okay, this is how much I pay. I mean, it's going to be $81, right? Do I think I got my value out of that? Not specifically from each one of these, because I don't make use of all of them. But can I say, hey, did I go to Slope today? Did I enjoy that? And I can speak for myself, in the astronomy department, the vast majority of astronomy graduates do actually go to Slope Day, attend it, and participate. But even the other activities. So I think even though we have to when we assign them the activity fee, we do it by this per dollar amount per student per organization. In reality, for our constituency, it's more holistic for them, whether they get value out of it or not. So I wholeheartedly support it for them.
Further comments and formal debate? John.
So last week, I like to say that I'm proposing an amendment to increase that amount, and I'd like to say why. Last week it was brought up that the Sculpting Programming Board is willing to take the risk that they're not, that if no graduate students come, they're not going to get the income necessary to support the event. I think that risk is extremely low. And if I was on the Programming Board, I might argue that it's okay to drop whatever amount that we recommend. I think by increasing our amount slightly higher, it would make it far more difficult for them to reject that amount. And I think everyone that I spoke to in the MNG community feels that, which is a significant portion of undergraduates that go to the MNG program, that they feel that's
John,
a very important
John, I don't mean to interrupt. I wonder if the correct way to do this is if I get the numbers from you, that we get a second for the amendment, and then you can speak in debate in favor of your amendment. Is that all right?
Yes, thank you.
Do you have numbers?
I think you...
Or Chris had suggested some numbers.
Yeah, so depending on what you want. $4.50 means that the activity fee raises $2. $4.26, I believe, was the magic number, means that it's $82. So, and then the current number is $81. So this is for the full fee, because there are certain considerations about the EPSAFC need to take a certain cut. So I would recommend one of those three options. There is another option, actually, that we raise to 361. If it goes to 361, the activity fee remains at $81, but we give the extra 11 cents that was originally going to the GPSAFC as just more money for the GPSAFC to use directly to slow day programming for it. So you have those three options, I suppose.
So the last one is 366.
361.
361?
So
that's your amendment?
Yeah, to raise a little bit. Thank you.
Just give me 1 second. Is that right? So there's an amendment on the floor. Is there a second for the amendment? Seconded? We are now in formal debate on the amendment. John, if you wish to speak in favor of your amendment.
A significant portion of the Masters in Engineering contingency is undergrad. This was very much started as an undergrad, but this is a community event. And they feel strongly that they would not be having to pay that amount. That said, I would urge everyone to support this small increase in good faith that we want to participate.
Point of information?
Yes, Nighthawk.
Could we get the figures on what we currently pay out for the GPSA FC allocation, like right now?
GPSAFC is at 2650.
This is the leftmost column, 2010.
Can we go back to the amendment, please?
Further comments and formal debate on the amendment proposed by John. Steve.
I want to speak in support of the amendment because he just took some rough calculations, 11 cents times about 7,000 private students, it's about $700 to $800 for the FC. And I'm fairly sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's well under the surplus that the FC runs on a yearly basis.
I imagine that Mia would like to speak on that. I saw Yevgeny and then YJ. Yevgeny?
I looked at you making amendments that would increase the amount of good slope day, and 426 actually sounds like a potentially better number. And the main reason for that is I would hate to take money away from my SC. A lot of the people in my grad department and other science department, whether they go slope day or not, are starting to realize how important the SC is and what a good source of funding is for their department, organizing events across campus, all these different things. So the community builder, all these things, the FC is vital. And if we think that slope is that important, and I think maybe, I guess I don't know if I can do an amendment or
you
suggest, but 426, if we can increase it, I think that would be a good amendment.
What I would prefer to do is to, you can do an amendment to an amendment, but I would like to dispatch them one at a time if we can.
So I'll just say that I think raising it slightly and raising it to slowly is great, but I think that seems really important to navigate through.
So, YJ, did you want to speak in favor of or against the amendment? Against. YJ.
I am against increasing the allocation for even my slight amount for symbolic reasons. I feel that the increase already outpaces inflation by a lot, and we are only starting to build a relationship with this organization. Also, the amount of money that it takes to run a certain event is a choice of the organization. And this is the only chance we have as a body to give the organization we fund our opinion about the way their event is run and the way their finances are managed. And I feel right now 350 is a very fair amount that was carefully considered, and so Symbolically, I oppose any increase in the allowance.
Nighthawk, were you speaking in favor of or against the amendment?
In favor.
Nighthawk.
So I don't. I mean, I received the emails from the FDA that say that we, that we will run out of money by December of this year. And that I don't know what that's attributable to. Maybe organizations receiving money from other sources and they're not receiving it this year, or it could be the change that we made in the allowance for the extra field funding category over the past year. When I was involved in the FD years ago, we always had a surplus, and I realize that now that's not the case anymore. However, I am looking at the numbers going from 2660 to 2835, which is 2846. And if I could be convinced that, with an increase of $1.75, that the 11 extra cents is really going to make that much of a difference, I might be able to reconsider my support for this amendment. But I do think that that the 11 cents shows the gesture that we're willing to move forward, but operating within the constraints of the $81 total activity fee that the Appropriations Committee recommended.
Chris, to speak against the amendment.
So again, as the chair of the Appropriations Committee, I'm here to defend the recommendation. And the reason why is not because this is a new group. I think we've been working with Flopay for a long time. I think they've actually shown that they really want to work with us. And even this is not the only time that we have had a discussion with Flopay. We have representatives that we can send to Flopay that they're very eager and willing to talk with. The reason why I'm speaking out against the recommendation is primarily because it's not rooted in any metrics that we've done. The committee has decided that $3.50 is an adequate representation of what actually students want to see and what we can justify based on numbers that are going. 11 cents, I mean, again, if 11 cents is the difference to Slope Day Programming Board, then perhaps it does hold some water. And there is something to be said about a symbolic gesture, but I do think that we're increasing their money by it, and that is a symbolic gesture. We're already proposing to increase their ration by 43 cents. So I guess I just don't agree with the rationale so far, and I like where the recommendation fits, but again, it is the decision to be made by all y'all. So please do that.
Point of inquiry for the speaker?
Yes.
The 350 versus the 351, you mentioned that the 350 was based on the measure that committee considered. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if Chris or Ed, because Ed was the one that handled Slopday, if either of you would say how those metrics would have justified
350 versus
350 as opposed to the 350.
Yeah, that very well could be within margin of error. The number that we came to and voted on as a committee and felt comfortable with the 350. Not 361. We gave the 11 cents to obviously we made this decision for a reason, right? We recognize that 11 cents is still to be put somewhere, and to our agreement, that didn't make a big difference whether it went to Slopay or to the GPSAFC, so it was going to GPSAFC. We in general try to keep numbers pretty round. But if it makes a difference to the group, then by all means, we accept this amendment.
Unless there's anyone who wants to speak in favor of the amendment. Natalie?
Yes. I'd like to speak just in favor of the general increase, so for debating between 350 and 355. I'm president of the student council, so I guess I'm speaking on behalf of undergraduates. And Slope Day has really been a partnership between all undergraduate and graduate students. I think any increase is great, but the sign of charity and for graduate students paying for the amount that they go and how they use Slope Day really should be considered. If that means if you want to stay within that $81, that's your decision. But if it's an amount that will not change the fee at all, I think there's no negative side to increasing it by 11 cents. I think your bigger question is if you want to raise it more, because then you have an issue of whether you're getting ticketed or not, and it allows for further negotiation.
But I know the undergraduates have been working fantastically with graduate students all year. Evan Mayhoff, myself, and many other undergraduate students have been in discussions, and we really, really want to reach out to graduate students, and we would like to see the thing come back. It's a two-way street. So I can say with honesty that 11-cent increase is not going to change at all, and that your limit would be changed favorably by the undergraduate student, but we would still like to see the 450. So that would mean that you are representing graduate students at the level that the undergraduates have decided for slow pay. And as the administration really does cut back on slow pay, it gets more and more burden on the students. And I'd like to think that as students at Cornell, graduate or undergraduate, we all come together at least once per year to show our support for the student body.
To speak against the amendment, Alex?
Yes.
Am I reading it?
I think me and English agree with what the appropriations committee recommended. I would say I speak against this amendment just because, you know, I completely understand the idea behind making a gesture, but it still sounds a bit from your initial comments that you're saying here today that it still is not satisfactory to them. And again, we didn't really appreciate the paper rattling, so there's that. Also, I think even whatever the numbers.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but no one from Slope Day has actually spoken yet, so they haven't said anything about whether or not. But the next person on the speakers list is from Slope Day.
Okay, well, I apologize. I get the info from the comments we've had over the past period of time. Whatever money goes to GPSA, GPSA-C, I think is valuable, and I think it should stay there. Like, there are, in English, there are more groups that are forming that are funding for GPSA-C. Just as Slope Day, when you have this funding cut off, I'm sure groups from GPSA, who get funding from GPSA-C, and also have funding cut off in other places as well, their departments and graduate schools and things like that. So I can make that same argument. That's what they might have, but I still feel that the GPSAFC is doing more for graduate students than both they do. I guess I was only to add one of the criticisms that Sonia had. There are also at least 30 graduate students who work on West Campus who are pretty much.
You can finish your sentence.
It's one sentence, maybe it's a who work on Slope Day, and you know, I don't really take that into account of the people who are volunteering their time. You know, our job is really to Slope Day workers what they are doing.
I'm afraid I don't know your name in front of John.
So I'm actually not from Slope Day. I'm a student assembly. I'm a college student at College here. And I actually been talking.
What's your name, sorry?
Oh, my name is Dan Kerr.
Dan Kerr.
KUHR. I've been talking to a lot of the kids who are, or students who are in graduate programs in my school, the Masters of Health Administration, Masters of Community Development, a lot of programs that tend to draw heavily from undergraduates in College of Human Ecology. And they feel very strongly that they shouldn't, that they don't want to have to pay to go to Slope Day. And I mean, at least in the point of that it's done, I can't speak for Slope Day itself. But it's at $4.50 was the minimum acceptable level at which students would have to pay. And I just feel that, yes, they equate to about $700 with 11% increase, and $700 is very minuscule scale of the event, considering the reason the closing program board is called upon to put on this massive event, $700 is dropping money.
Bill, to speak against the amendment.
Well, first of all, I'm speaking on behalf of the Horticulture Department and not on our Commission Appropriations Committee members, because I figured it away. But fully, I think students in my field of horticulture, overwhelmingly, people said that they'd be interested in raising activity fee $1. It just meant to get a better chance of not having paper tickets, is what students have told me. And so, based on that, I recommend not pulling over that 11-cent increase and go for something more substantial like the full dollar increase.
I have no further names on my speakers list. Alex, speaking against.
I'm not in the limit fully because $700 for school day is something that's not going to affect the school day at all. $700 isn't going to get us, you know, Justin Bieber stuff.
You got Justin Bieber in the minutes. But John Mueller to speak against the amendment.
My name is John Mueller. I'm the undesignated Slopedia Subject Committee, a member of the Slopedia Executive Board, but I also am an undesignated at-large representative on the NSA. So I've certainly been trying to figure out the student activities here. We go through the same thing this whole semester, putting a really tough position a lot of time. And I certainly understand why you want to put more money towards your GCSAFC, towards a lot of the groups that may have the run throughout the whole year. Just, I wanted to share one way that I like to look at the way these allocations pan out for undergraduates or graduate full-time at the university. For however many years you may be here, a $1 increase in the student activity fee here, you know, you go, let's say it's $4.50. $4.50 across however many years you're here, some of you may only be here for a year or 2 years or whatever it may be, but for those who are here for three or four, it comes down to the fact that you're paying for $15 roughly for one time, even if you use it. If you go one time for a couple hours of a slope day out of the whole time that you're here, you've already saved yourself the money that you would be paying if we were to charge ticket prices. And that's the how I feel like I have to look at it. And if you consider the fact that there are undergraduates who might not choose to go to slope day, who end up paying a full roughly $70 by the time they graduate, guaranteed, because we're definitely here for 4 years or more, pretty much. It's tough for me as an undergraduate representative to see that and not want to do something about it to bring the graduate level to equality and parity with the undergraduate level.
Thank you. To speak in favor of the amendment?
In the interest of moving on, I'd like to call a question.
Is there a second for the question? Seconded by Carl. Is there any opposition? Seeing none, the question is on the amendment. This requires a simple majority of those present and voting, which is distinct from the adoption of the activity fee. With those in favor of the amendment, please raise your green placards. One, two. Those opposed. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. With a vote of 2-12, the amendment is not adopted. We are now in formal debate. We resume formal debate on the resolution. I have no one on my speaker's list. Carl.
I would like to propose the resolution to raise the allocation to the Slope Board to $4.26, raise the overall activity fee $1.82.
You haven't had the math off the top of your head. All right. There's an amendment on the floor. Is there a second? Seconded. We're now in formal debate on the amendment. This is our second amendment to raise slope day allocation to $4.26. Again, in favor, opposed. To speak in favor, Carl.
I'd like to speak in favor of this. I know I already spoke in favor of as we allocated. However, playing around with the results of our survey that was done last year and based on the satisfaction, I mean, depending, and actually those who attended, where you say, okay, those actually thought it was valuable and they attended for an hour or more versus, you know, an hour and a half or more and the various things. You can really get, you know, numbers that range, as Chris pointed out, anywhere from, you know, 250 to 450, like anywhere in this range. So I think 426 represents a number that still can be, you know, accounted for by the metrics, by the numbers, by the attendance, but also does represent a number that is closer to the $4.50 that slope day activity fee is going in, providing, you know, some additional funds. Additionally, if you notice, our funds for the GPFA SE also provide more funds available for graduate students.
Point of information,
I don't believe I said that the members would support all the way up to 450 unless we were very generous with our interpretation of who would end up voting the close day.
Well, okay. I would just say, so on my calculation, I can do it.
Okay.
Very well. But again,
I wish I was that good with numbers.
To speak against the amendment, Alex?
Can I have a quick point of information first?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. When it increased, this is the question that the patient when it increased to 4.6, let's say, is that in line with what other things are being increased? So I know where we're doing things like inflation, things like that. How does 4.6 in general compare to what other things are getting?
The only thing in that order of magnitude right now at a percentage basis would be orientation. This is a greater than a dollar increase. It's about $1.20. And it would surpass the dollar increase that we have approved to figure out.
Okay, thank you. Just quickly with that said, if we talk about two events or one day each, orientation and float day, I feel like orientation would be much more beneficial for residents.
Thank you. To speak in favor of the amendment, Dan Kerr.
So I'm going to echo a point that I made earlier in that patient care currently has a lot of programs that draw from their departments. We have a lot of like accelerated programs, or a lot of students getting an MBA from undergrad, not a significant portion, but enough. And those students' voices may not necessarily occur to their meeting because they're technically in that weird ambiguous zone of being an undergrad and being a graduate student at the same time, which is a coursework. And those students especially will absolutely be going to close because they have great hearing both the undergraduate and graduate community. And so I think it's important to factor that into your decision when you're actually voting how much to fund.
Thanks, Dan. To speak against, Chris.
So this is a huge increase in the activity fee compared to previous years. It would be highly embarrassing for us. Increase the activity fee to this degree. This is the whole activity fee. So, I mean, I'm not going to speak out against this because I've already given increasing slope data because I've already given my argument to that. You guys can choose to accept or reject it. It's fine with me either way. But what I do want to say is that this number is even worse than that. It means that every student would be paying much more than the rate that we've been sort of increasing it historically. And so that might shock people. We're a bunch of people that are making a decision in a room, but it's hard for us to know and sell a fee that's that much larger. Some people might say it's only a dollar, but at the same time, before we had justification, this is not justified. What I would recommend if we're going to do something like this is to, and this might blow the doors open on this debate, I'm afraid to say, but move money around from other groups in order to get the money necessary to give Slope Day a number like this. That would mean looking at other groups that we've recommended, like Cornell Conscious Commission or Cornell University Program Board, remove some funding from them in order to redirect to Slope Day. Now, I'm not saying that I agree with that necessarily either, but what I'm saying is that based on this increase of the $1 to 82, I mean, we cannot really justify that through anything.
Is there anyone to speak in favor? Cameron?
Yeah. Hi. I'm Cameron. I'm a member of the School of the Executive Board. I'm also a chairperson of the Board of Boards. Before I start, I think I just would like to commend the whole group for looking at this in a very thoughtful way, looking at both sides. As Chair of the Program Board, we've enjoyed a long generation with the GPSA and the students under. And now, as a member of the School of the Executive Board, first and foremost, I think the relationship will continue in the future, no matter how this goes. Just to speak in favor of this amendment as a whole, no one on the board here has the authority or ability to right now say that 426 is a great amount for the group, but I personally would say that one not just approved, I would wholeheartedly urge the school safety board to not give it on graduate students to move forward, keep that on open. Really encourage graduate students to make their voice heard, keep that thing on the board, more proactively go to the graduate community and see what they want or don't want on COVID. And the grant scheme of things, while it may seem shocking to increase the fee more than usual, it is really $1.
Steve, to speak against the amendment.
Yeah, I think politically it's pretty clear that amongst grad students, there's a pretty large bias as far as things are slowly. So we have some people who are really compromise, and to me, 350 seems a very good place to compromise. And also, given the arguments of the Appropriations Committee concerning, you know, what possible revenue differences there would be using 350 versus charging for tickets, that makes a lot of sense to me. So I don't think we gain anything really by increasing to 4.6, but we do sort of, it is something that we're not doing our jobs representing the graduate student communities by raising it.
Natalie, to speak in favor of the amendment?
Actually, this is my information. We have a cap for the regular fee.
I recognize Chris Heckman.
There is no cap for the regular fee.
And is there a reason for that?
Historically, we have been measured in our approach to how we approve the activity fee and to what degree we approve it. While there are no statutory caps to how much we approve it, there are secondary bodies that we need to approve this fee through, namely the president and the board of trustees. A large increase in the fee would probably be seen as negative by them, but I'm speaking objectively, I don't know if $1 versus $0 would matter to anybody. So I don't see any statutory issue with this.
I only ask because we are setting our fee as well, and we have a 4-6% cap, but we were also allotted a bit more if it was justified needs, or if we thought that students in different perspectives really needed to increase the fee. And I would really argue that in tough economic times, when the university is not supporting as much student programming and student activity, that falls on students, undergraduates and graduates, to take on that burden to make sure that we maintain that fee for years of students to come. And I would advocate for you to put some of that fee towards Flowday so we can continue in that degree. I know from the students that another perspective, we increased the fee by $3 this year because we really felt like we needed to, but also because we don't want to take on that burden ourselves. Once again, all students together.
Nicole, to speak against the amendment.
Yes. I guess I'd like to speak against the amendment. I think that raising it again in such tough economic times, and it's especially a burden on graduate students who are already operating on very small budgets. And in addition, I guess my metric is sort of saying, well, is Slope Day, you know, half as valuable to the graduate student community as the Big Red Barn, or twice as valuable as the Graduate Professional Student Programming Board, which plans events, you know, throughout the year. And that's sort of my metric as to whether or not this sort of makes sense. And that's why I think the original 350 allocation is the best recommendation we can make.
So I would remind members that it's now 6:30. To speak in favor of the amendment, John Rao.
I guess my point is, there was kind of no debate over 15 other organizations last week, and there was no debate over how long people stay at concerts or how long people go to shows. And I don't know why Full Day is kind of being held at a different standard than other organizations that are being funded to this kind of value idea. And I guess with that said, I can't speak for my board, but I think at a level of $4.26, I think it shows an increased commitment of the GPSA, and I would kind of urge my board to get behind that.
So if I may insert myself for a second here, is there anybody else who wants to propose amendments should this one fail or be accepted? I'm trying to think about time. I'm happy to let us, you know, debate as long as we want and recognize as many people as possible. But if there's somebody who has a dying urge to amend the funding to orientation or something, I wouldn't want to spend too much time here. Okay, I don't see any other amendments. I'll keep moving down my list to speak against the amendment. Mickey?
I just like to speak against the amendment. I'm all for creating opportunities that bring graduate students and graduate together, but I think it's a fundamental difference that graduate students are doing by graduate students. I don't know if any graduate students to design their own t-shirt, get drunk in the morning, slap people on the hat. That's a fundamental difference.
Next on my list to speak against the amendment, John Mueller.
I just wanted to bring up, I'm going to speak as a member of representing the undergraduate population. I'm going to remove myself from the executive board for just a moment. I looked at a little bit of history back in 2008, final funding year, when SOPE was first considered. We originally requested $7.50 back then, noting that that was the level that we had thought was good parity, or the board at that moment had thought was good parity. And we were given, we were allocated $2.90. And it's been, you know, we're 4 years past that now. We've seen the event grow in size, we've seen the quality of the event grow in size, the graduate population of students at that event rise. But yet, we've been increased in the student activity fee for graduate students so small. We've gone from $2.90 to $3.07, I believe. Is that what the current
valuation? I don't think that was the first number.
$150 to $307, and now we're asking for a jump that I think is appropriate in the size of this that we have of an event that we have proof to grow that does welcome all different members of the community. We have graduate specific area, graduate specific item. I mean, if this at the value of even $6 per student, you can go and get your free member Cornell memorabilia. You can go and spend 30 minutes there, and you're still getting your value out of it. And that's just one more piece for me.
Eric, to speak against the amendment.
First, a point of information. What would the increase be if it was in line with inflation?
It would be somewhere around $3.23 or something like that.
That's the slide, 3.23.
So our increase is more than doubling the increase due to inflation. And again, this $3.50 number is not a mistake. It's arbitrary. There's a great deal of thought put into it. This is not something that is only going to be considered in this year. It will be considered in the future, to be increased in the future. And I think that an increase to 450 or 426 even is, I think, far too drastic. And it sets a dangerous precedent that we are easily pressured increasing our funding for any given group. I encourage
Alex to speak in favor. Or point of information.
A lot of the implications of this debate have been centered around the quality of the event and also speaking before there's mentioned the quality of the event. Can someone from SOPE talk about what they consider or how they would measure the quality of the event? What they consider to be a good quality of the event?
Recognize John.
I think it's always common to say what's a good school day and what's a good school day for one person is not necessarily a good day for another person. And the growing joke on among the other fact is the most dangerous thing on campus is a school day for less than that. So that I think we've really tried to do our best to reach out to maybe a wider group of people in terms of direction. I think Nellie was an example of trying to get an artist that I think a lot of members of the community could relate to. Another thing that, and I can't really speak much to the collection, but something that both they may have considered is an increase in funding allows us to have co-headliners, so to have a smaller opening act and a larger headliner, and that could appeal to different segments of the community. But I guess graduate student specific, we, in the past couple of years, we have had a graduate student zone. We introduced specialty beers on recommendation of the GPSA. And finally, we have the video screen now. So there's an option to kind of enjoy SOPE from kind of far back and not just being in a huddle of mass that's just kind of.
Was there, Cameron, did you want to speak in favor of the amendment?
Yeah. Have four creative events in the state, fun environment for students, that includes the
musical performance, food giveaways, Carnival Plaza, and an opportunity for undergraduates, graduates, community alumni, faculty, and staff members to get together on their taxes like they've done for hundreds of years in a safe, controlled way. So the reason that the increase in full day taxes for being drastic and beyond inflation is that we're trying to absorb the cost that the university used to provide for certain things. Beyond that, the reason that some of the environment, and I'm going to be still in favor of the increase, the program board has never asked for an increase in 15 years, to my knowledge, because the relationship between undergraduates and graduates has been equal and fair and sharing fair. So it's not like every 2 years we're going to ask for more and more money from GPSA. It's that we're trying to get to a place where graduates and undergraduates are sharing their position.
Allison, to speak against?
There are a couple things that I wanted to bring up as reasons that 350 is acceptable. First of all, the argument about parity assumes that you're comparing apples to apples. When financially, graduate students and undergraduate students are very different. Graduate students are also employees in most cases of the university. So as it was said, during the workday, and also, we don't have the same types of loans available to us, so financially it's much more of a hardship to go up in the overall fee. And, you know, fundamentally, you're not comparing, there are some elements of that argument that are ignoring certain key issues about the differences in students. That I'm hoping as this moves forward, when you're planning those days, you'll take those kinds of differences into consideration when you're planning a community event. Secondly, I think that 350 is still reaching out and saying, do you want to be part of this? But it also recognizes the fact that many graduate students do not have the option of attending a full day because they're either in their teaching in classes or they have other academic obligations that they can't have. So, for those reasons, and because 350 was very well considered by the appropriations committee, I don't.
Call the question, please.
There's been a motion to call the question. Is there a second?
I have a point of inquiry.
Yes?
Is there a provision to have this number locked in for, say, X amount of years because this is sort of a bigger increase?
No.
Okay.
Eric seconds. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the question is on the amendment. Would those in favor of the amendment to increase slope days allocation to $4.26, the GPSAFC's allocation to $28.70, thus increasing the GPSA activity fee to $82. Those in favor, raise your green placards. One, two, three. Those opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. With a vote of 3 to 12, the amendment is not adopted. We resume formal debate on Resolution 6. Cameron. Chris.
Being that we've had this debate and we've seen people, some people vote no on the previous resolution that has occurred, the one that we just had amendment to, and then some people, a different group of people vote yes on amendment one, you know, so it's like, it seems like right now there is some sentiment in the room to increase the allocation. Now we just figured out that we can't go much further above 361. So I'm interested in whether anyone's decision has changed regarding the 361 number, and so I might move to reconsider the vote on the amendment 361, that is amendment 1, and
that's
see whether that is a possibility.
Is it two-thirds?
He can't move, but
I don't think I can move that, but I would suggest a voting member
support. The reason why I say this is because it is $700. That's potentially one new group the GPSAS needs to fund. At the same time, you know, at this point, there seems to be a sentiment in the room that 11% isn't that big of a deal to take from the GPSAFC and give to Slope if we believe that it is moving in good faith as this body is. Now, again, I believe as appropriations chair, we are moving in good faith with the 250 number, but again, I'll say that 11% might be margin of error in terms of the recommendation we provided, so I don't feel personally offended if we choose to do that.
Is there a motion to reconsider the vote on Amendment 1? Moved. Requires a second. Seconded by Michelle. This requires a majority. I've just looked it up. Requires a majority for adoption. Those in favor of reconsidering, this is whether we go back into debate, not whether we then adopt that amendment. Those in favor of reconsidering the vote, raise your placard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3. With a vote of 7-3, the motion to reconsider is adopted.
I'd like to call a question on that amendment.
Is there a second for the question on First Amendment? Hold on a second here. Is there a second? Seconded by Steve.
Go for a vote, right?
Yes.
Can I ask? I'd like to oppose that.
There's objection.
Yes.
You'd like to speak in debate.
Well, actually, I just want to ask, because now it does seem like the sentiment is to increase this, but maybe get some comments from the SEC about how they would feel about a rent that literally is being shifted from the SEC's vote. I don't know that's putting on the spot too
much. Chair would recognize Mia.
Okay. Well, I just want to say to all of you that a lot of you are part of your department's organization, and some of you are officers, and you love Irish money. And, you know, like I said in previous meetings this semester, funds are running low. And every dollar that we dug up, an extra $700 could make the difference between whatever your event is happening or not in the future. So, you know, kind of up to you how you feel about that. The $700 could go to one of your organizations who we might not be able to fund if we didn't have that money. So I'm for the FC making that extra money.
So you oppose the amendment? Alex. We're now back in debate on Amendment 1. It's as if that vote never happened. Further comments and formal debate? Steve?
Yeah, I want to speak in favor of this amendment because I spoke with Mike Hopper, who's the former SC chair, and while it's a mistaken to say that 700 is insignificant, and yet currently the allocation uses every cent, but it is the case that by the end of the year, a lot of that money that is allocated isn't actually spent. It's when people request it. Things happen, plans change, people get lazy, and the money is not spent, and there is a good amount of surplus at the end of the year. So I want to see that, you know, this amount of money to be shifted is kind of worth the gesture to the everybody.
You could say something like point of information and ask Steve a question. I won't be too strict about whether you form it as a question.
Previously, yes, the FC has run into quite a slight class because organizations, you know, not spending the money and they didn't return at the end of the year. However, we've been very, very strict this year, as many of you might have seen in the application, on
what the approach and in the past, yeah, you know, somebody might put an application in and say, oh, I think that we might have this event maybe sometime with someone who's going to come speak, and you know, that might not end up happening, so the money goes back into the pot. However, we're only funding events right now where we really are sure that something's going to happen because they have names, they have dates, they have lots of information. So I'm actually pretty confident that there really isn't going to be, you know, that much money at all going back into the pot as a community.
Is there a motion?
No.
Brian, to speak against the amendment?
Right. I want to speak against the amendment. I didn't have the same sense as a couple other people who commented that people were wanting to raise the fee. My sense from the debate was that people were coming to the conclusion that the 350 recommendation was the appropriate one. And I think that GPS AFC run the way it isn't run yet and run efficiently will use the money that would otherwise be allocated to close day. That level of that we're talking about.
Am I hearing a motion to call the previous question?
I have a motion to do that.
There's a motion to call the previous question. Is there a second? Seconded by Allison, moved by Chris. Any objection? I'll take that as an objection. Of the amendment?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can speak.
Okay. I would like to speak in favor of the amendment. There have been disasters, essentially that direction by the circle, so I feel unfortunately the people in the room would like to give some concession to the application that's been put forth. And I would like to echo the comments that this year is slightly different, that there have been sub out legislation, but they're also looking to stand substantive withdrawal of university funding, which does make this a unique situation. And furthermore, so many other terms of what we talk about here are the fact that we're underrepresented as a graduate body. And I do see this on some level as one way to voice our support to the university at large and our want to be part of the community, not in a separate graduate student, but
so I would remind members that it's now 6:52. This meeting will run until we get a vote on Resolution 6. It'll run till 10 o'clock if that's what it takes. I'm happy to continue entertaining comments and formal debate. I'm happy to continue taking amendments. I'm just making you aware of that. You wish to speak in favor of the amendment, Carl? Nighthawk in favor of the amendment. Christine against the amendment. I recognize Christine.
Can I motion to proceed?
You call the previous question?
Sorry.
There's a motion to call the previous question. Is there a second? Seconded by Crystal. Let's do it this way. Would those in favor calling the previous question, this requires 2/3 of those present and voting. Those in favor of calling the question, please raise your green placard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Those opposed? Those who want to continue debate? 0. With a vote of 13-0, the question is called. The question is on the amendment to raise slope day to $3.61 and decrease the GPSAFC to $28.35, keeping the GPSAF at $81. Sorry. Yes, on the amendment. Those in favor of the amendment requires a simple majority of those present and voting. Raise your placard, green placards. Those in favor of the amendment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. With a vote of 6-9, the nays have it, and the amendment is not adopted. We now resume formal debate on the resolution, Resolution 6. It's 6:54 p.m.
I'd like to call the question.
There's a motion.
Second.
Brian calls the question, seconded by Chris. With those in favor of calling the question on Resolution 6, this again requires a two-thirds majority of those present and voting. Raise your placard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Those opposed? 0. With a vote of 14-0, the question has been called. The question is now on the resolution. The resolution as it stands. Unamended. This is a little bit different than our other votes. It requires two-thirds of members. So that means 13 people, regardless of how many end up voting. 13 people. With those in favor of Resolution 6, as it stands, unamended, please raise your placard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15. Those opposed? 0. With a vote of 15-0, Resolution 6 is adopted. Thank you, everybody, for a very productive, civil, polite meeting. We have 5 minutes remaining for open forum, if anybody wishes to speak. Or the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn. Brian?
Yeah, I just wanted to speak about mentoring for graduate students. I, over the last couple of years, have created and administered a mentor program for graduate students in my field, which is English. And I talked with one of the deans for professional development recently. The grad school is really interested in supporting mentoring programs and spread of this program and similar models out to other fields and other divisions. So I'd be really eager to meet with people who would be interested in helping to kind of take this grassroots model from English and adapt it for their field and kind of build an infrastructure to support mentor relationships for beginning students with advanced students or not.
Can you say more about what that involves or what the format is?
So what I did was I solicited volunteers and people volunteered and said, I'd like a mentor or I'd like to be a mentor and here's what my interests are. And I pair people based on common interests, but I try to introduce people who wouldn't otherwise assess. So for instance, people who study Victorian literature would likely to be through reading groups, but if they were interested in publishing history in various historical periods, they might not be for book history. So I pair those people as mentor and mentee. It seems from my experience, I try to set this up for MFA students in creative writing too. There's a 2-year program as opposed to a 5- to 7-year program. And it seems like, and they're also smaller. There are 8 of them a year as opposed to more like 12 or 14 a year for PhD students. So it seems like for bigger programs where people are here longer, there's more of a need for mentoring because people are less likely to know the most advanced students. Whereas in smaller programs and master's programs, it seems like they work together more intimately already. So,
thank you, Brian. Further comments in open forum? Chris?
I just wanted to thank you all for a very inspiring debate. I know that we all fell on different sides of the spectrum, representatives of English. I appreciate all the comments that you've made, and for those that were on different sides of whether we should fund float day more or less, as well as cinema more or less, and all the comments we've had. Thank you for that. I look forward to seeing all of you less.
Further comments in open forum, Nicole?
And I was just going to say thank you to the Appropriations Committee for all their hard work.
We'll be doubling your pay.
And we have to have one more thing. This
yes,
has been a really good, really smooth process this year, and I'd like to thank the entire body for that. I would just like to add that this is an ongoing process. To fully leverage that $81 account that you just passed requires continuous engagement by the graduate professional student leadership in leveraging these events and these organizations that are going on campus. Trying to highlight, trying to get the word out about what this fee actually funds, what's going on. That really brings a lot of value to it. So I really encourage everyone here to stay involved and keep telling people about stuff that this fee does fund.
Thanks, Mike. The chair would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Evgeny, seconded by Randa. Is there any opposition? Seeing none, we stand adjourned.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.